You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning, it is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamaria, Hughes, Francisco Rojas, hanging out this morning. So much to get into after the weekend. Some good, some bad. John Ritchie, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Jimmy. I am great today. I forgot to ask you before the show if I had told you before. The word for brain freeze is sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
I did not know that. That's what, surprising because my daughter says that every time she has a brain freeze. It's like, Dad, I have whatever the word you just said was. That's it. Yeah. It's shocking to hear it come out of a six-year-old's mouth, too.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
She doesn't really say that.
No, of course not.
She could. I mean, she's precocious enough to do something like that. I had to double check.
Yeah. Well, that's a good fact. I appreciate that one. I doubt that.
I try to get that a lot this time of year with the Ritas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. We were just at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
I learned somewhere along the way, I think it was from Hugh, that if you asked, they had they would mix the flavors for you. And I had never done that before. I felt so
like when
privileged.
You used to go through a soda machine and do all.
Call it the suicide or whatever it was, like where you would mix all the flavors. I always did that when I was a little kid, and now here I am at Rita's, and they will allow me to mix the lemon and the mango and the blue raspberry.
Lemon and chocolate is a very underrated mix.
Ooh.
It's really good. And James, I thought at one point we were going to have to stage an intervention. Because I think one morning he had four of them.
Oh, yeah. I could totally. Yeah. He walks in with three of them, one for me, two for himself. Yeah.
They were always.
No, but tell him what you would do the day before. He would stick one in the freezer.
Oh, for the next morning.
So it was ready for him the next morning.
Because the Ritas people weren't there early.
They don't get
enough.
There till late.
What that's called? That's called problem solving.
Yeah.
He had a problem and he figured it out. He needed Ritas first thing in the morning. All right. Well, good morning.
I have a lot of experience with the sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia because of that. I love sphenopalatine.
Maybe sometime we should try on the air and have you experience it on the air. Just eat a bunch and just see if you can power through the brain freeze.
It really doesn't bother me at all.
Wow.
I think I might be brain freeze proof.
Oh, well,
doesn't bother me.
I'm happy for you, man, because it definitely sucks when it happens. All right, 215-592-9494. Well, I was trying to think of a brain freeze segue to the Phillies, and I got nothing. I'm sorry, I got nothing there.
They're too hot, James.
Yeah, they didn't freeze our brain this weekend. They were really entertaining
it's like the
to watch.
Of
yes,
brain freeze when they're this hot.
Prior to the weekend, in their history, they had been 2-12 in Arlington playing games against the Texas Rangers. And then they went and won three straight. They swept the Rangers in Texas. A really exciting weekend. They've not been sweeping teams lately. I believe it had been May or early
five
June.
5-19 or
yeah,
5-14.
Yeah, and opportunities to sweep. So.
And yesterday I felt all but certain when we were sitting there. It was like the fifth inning or whatever it was. It felt like, oh man, these guys, are they really going to call it in again because they won the first two games of this series? You know, like, let's go get them in Arlington because we never go get them in Arlington. And then all of a sudden.
Battled.
Things changed.
They battled.
Things changed, and they do battle, and you know what? I shouldn't have doubted them, but I did momentarily.
Yeah, and look, they fought back in that game. They won. We'll go through the game. I think you come out of the weekend, and look, we'll get to the Eagles' practice last night. Obviously, we don't have an update on Landon Dickerson. If you went to bed early last night, weren't paying attention to Twitter because it wasn't on TV, Landon Dickerson did go down late in the open practice last night. Sold out link, by the way, last night for a practice, which is a wild thing.
Dickerson, I've watched that clip.
You watched the clip.
It's kind of a grainy clip from far away. I've watched it over and over and over, and it's really hard to tell what the heck is going on. There's a stunt. You know, he's swapping off a stunt, and it looks like his left leg gets stepped on, and then he falls down. And so I had, you know, when he's carted off, that's always a huge concern. But then I think about the fact, okay, he did try to walk off the field. And at his size, he's got to be 375 pounds. At his size, the fact that he was sort of able to gingerly get off the field with the assistance of others, you know, maybe that's a good sign. Maybe this is me just trying
looking
to be positive
for a good
and he was in
it.
The front seat
yes,
of the car.
Yes, Rhea this morning, the first thing she says to me when I come in, I did not even hi, she says, he was in the front seat of the cart. I'm like, excuse me?
And sometimes
so good
guys
to know.
Like
apparently
that,
it's a good thing that it
well,
was
wasn't laying in the back.
Right,
maybe
right.
He felt like it was more comfortable sitting on the seat instead of in the bed because mm-hmm. It really is the difference, you know, like of a pickup truck.
Sure.
Like you can be in a seat or you can be in the flatbed in the back. I do hope that this is a high ankle sprain. I mean, that sounds crazy to say.
To
I hope
it, yeah.
That this is a lower leg issue, you know, like a high ankle sprain, because that would mean a month. That would mean he could be, it could look just like it did when he was really having trouble getting off the field. And that would mean that he could be back week two or week three of the regular season. I'll take that.
Yeah, at this point, I think that would be a good outcome.
I hope.
It was
fingers
a scary moment. 215-592-9494 if you were down at the open practice last night, if you experienced the Dickerson injury, the whole practice itself. Obviously, we'd love to hear from you. Elliot Shore Parks will join the show at 8:30. He was down there calling the action for WIP. So we'll hear Elliot's thoughts on the Dickerson thing. We will obviously update you on any news we get throughout the day. And if you want to chime in on that, let's get to the Phillies. We'll get back to Landon throughout the show as we go on. But, John, I think that yesterday, coming out of the Phillies game, and look, for those who might not know it, the Mets have lost six straight games.
Seven.
Seven straight games. The Phillies obviously have won 5 of 6. I believe they've won 3 straight in Texas here. The Phillies, as we sit here this morning, are up 5.5 games in the NL East with only 45 games to play. So this past week has been a massively important week for the Phillies. Obviously, the trade deadline since then, since the Durantula's gotten here, They've played great baseball. They've been winning games, and the Mets have been losing. The Phillies are sitting in a really, really nice spot this morning. John, after the weekend, you know, big weekend, they win 3 straight. Friday night, the bats get going. Trey Turner hits his first home run in 6 years, it feels like. You know, a 9-1 win. They scratch it out on Saturday. They come back yesterday. They win good. So there's that, and you got to feel good about where the Phillies are at.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's one glaring concern right now, though, with the Phillies. And that's Zach Wheeler. And Wheeler, look, I was nervous he might not even pitch yesterday. I thought it was a really good sign he was able to go. Goes five innings. It wasn't horrible. 83 pitches, gives up two runs, all in the first inning on that home run, kind of settles in, but the control hasn't been there. Three walks yesterday. The prior start, he'd hit guys the prior start before that. Ever since that complete game has not looked the same. The ERA hasn't been the same. The numbers haven't been the same. And it's a concern.
All of his pitches are down velocity.
All of them are down. Every single one of his pitches.
2 miles an hour, 2.5 miles an hour. In some cases, that is going five innings, and you know, just not having that oomph. You know, the fact that he's changing the way he's pitching now because he doesn't trust the fastball as much, and so he's throwing more of the changeup stuff, and then if it hangs, you see what happens. It's just he can't be Zach Wheeler with whatever he has going on. Not quite Zach Wheeler. And so the question is, what do you do here? A couple of years ago, we rested
him. Shut him down. Yeah, in 2022.
And it seemed to have a real beneficial effect. I know that that was a different injury. We're talking shoulder. That time it was forearm, right forearm tightness that was the problem. But it feels like you can never be too careful with someone this
important.
Important.
Yeah. I mean, arguably one of the most important people on this team heading
Absolutely.
Into the playoffs.
So know. I do think you have to do the cautious thing and do whatever it takes to maybe give him something back. Give him a little bit of rest. I'm thrilled in other ways. I mean, I'm thrilled in every other way. It feels like, holy cow, this team has a new lease on life because of Joan Duran coming in.
And Harrison
and
Bader.
Shutting it down. Yeah, sure. We've gone from not having any outfielders that I like or trust to having, you know, six guys who are rolling through and everyone seems to be getting timely hits. I know that's not going to keep up, but it is a lot better than what it was. So I'm thrilled by that. And Brandon Marsh, by the way,
Marsh has been awesome.
Is balling out. If you know, I'm happy to see that, and I'm praying that is actual development because it seems like it is. It seems like he's working his way into becoming a better baseball player.
I agree.
The bottom of the order.
Yeah. The bottom of the order. It was the weekend of the bottom
it was.
Of the order.
Here's their numbers. They are batting .323, scored 8 runs and 8 RBIs.
Yeah, look, and they won each game. I mean, last night, that you know, Edmundo Sosa's homer, the Wes Wilson
awesome.
Hit, you know, Friday night, Kepler. You know, I mean, each night these guys have contributed. I mean, Marsh had 4 hits on Friday night, so it was massive. And I agree with
awesome.
You. It seems like the bottom of the lineup, Bryson Stott's been hitting since the All-Star break. You know, the guys are
he's
starting to
hitting,
put it together.
But it barely gets out of the infield every time.
It does. It's not, I don't feel great, but he's your 9-hitter right now. You know, he's coming through.
Yeah.
But I come out of yesterday concerned about Zach Wheeler. And I think about this team and the chance to win the World Series, and they have one. They are right there with a real chance to win the World Series. And the ace of the staff is a concern right now. Let's hear from Zach Wheeler. Zach spoke after the game. This is both, it'll make you feel better in some ways and make you feel worse in some ways. Here's what Zach Wheeler had to say after the game yesterday.
How do you feel after having to start pushing a couple days and then pitching today?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still was a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But, it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through it.
When you say a little off, like what's the little off, Zach?
Just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, 4 starts have been off. But, just it's that part of the season where, you know, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, you know, it's just catching up to me a little bit, but just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle, so I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
Man, I mean, he starts off, oh, felt good, felt better. It's like, great. And then it's like, but I felt off. And it's like, still off. And don't know why I'm off, but I'm off. Like, I don't know about you, John, but he started and I started to feel better, and then I felt worse and worse as that answer went on.
It started to catch up to me a little bit, he said. So it's the physical part of this is real. He has a physical issue that's limiting him somehow from throwing with full velocity. And how do you fix that? I think the only way you fix something like that is you got to let the guy sit.
Or force the guy to sit, maybe, depending on what he wants. 215-592-9494. We come out of this weekend, a great weekend for Phillies baseball. They sweep the Rangers. They come out of the weekend 5.5 games up on the Mets. And they've been playing really good baseball since the trade deadline, since they brought Duran and Bader in here. Something's changed. This team has life. They've got juice. They're playing great baseball. But their best pitcher, the ace, the guy who's going to take the ball to start the playoffs, the guy who would take it every round if they can to start each round, is hurt right now. Like, he is not right. 215-592-9494. What do you feel more after the weekend? Are you feeling the high of how good this Phillies team looked, how they're playing, or does this...
Five
and a half games up with 45 to play. I mean, they're in mathematically in really, really good shape to win the National League. Six games left with the Mets. Those would be big games.
It was a month ago we're saying there's no way. Like, look at the wild card race. Mm-hmm. It's so tight. Holy cow. Come on. This team is going to be where it deserves to be. This team is talented, and this team is rounding into form right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.